Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Jake and Kyle found this letter. And it's exactly what I was talking about, man. I said, "Dear Johnny, I don't know where to start. My family really needs help. My husband, Richard, and I both work full-time jobs. We have four kids. The summer we had to move out of our home we lived in for over 8 years, Jake started asking about that, and home prices were so good that the landlord decided to sell the house and make the money, which changed their rent of 8 years to a much higher rent when they had to move on.
Mm-hmm. And the expenses of moving.
The landlord had sold the property and we needed a new place to live. So not long after moving, Richard was in a car accident. He was T-boned. Someone ran a red light near Kansas Avenue and K32. His car was completely totaled. We're now down to one car and doing our best to keep our heads above water. It turns out the other guy had no insurance, of course.
Of course.
We have fallen behind on a few bills, but most importantly, I still owe $200 to get my tag registered. They expired in September. As it is our mode of transportation, we are in a tight spot. Some months we're able to pay the bills and keep food on the table for the kids. So what's happened here is you're making... You're making enough money to live... With your rental, you know what your rent is, you know what your expenses are, you know what your monthly is.
Right.
Then it changes from, it was 600 to over 1,000. Now you come up short again.
Mm-hmm.
And to many of us, luckily, if I have to come up with an extra $400 in a month, I can.
Right.
And
you're lucky to.
Very much so. And I haven't always been, but I am now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be 400 or 4,000, if you don't have it and it's necessary for you to live, it's an insurmountable hill. It goes on. Some months we worry if we're able to pay the bills and keep food on the table for the kids. I've applied for food stamps, but simply put, we make $67 too much to qualify.
Jesus.
And you understand how low it is to get that. I mean, so if you're with four kids, it's somewhere around $38,000, $36,000 a year, which is a great number when you say it like that. But when you say, "Hey, it's going to cost me," it cost me $1,100 now a month, mm-hmm. just for rent. Now you've already eaten a huge hole of $12,000 out of it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
$13,000 out of it. And then you think about car. Then you have insurance. Mm. Then you have four kids. Then you have life. You have food. You have electricity. And this is before you've ever spent a dime on anything outside of that: on a shoe, a coat,
a meal.
Yes. Yes.
You haven't addressed your bills. And as you pointed out, down to one car for two people that have completely different jobs trying to keep this afloat.
But God, to be literally make $67 too much to qualify. I sometimes feel like I'm failing the kids. But I know there's a will, there's a way. I'd love to get our only car legal, if anything else, as well as make sure our kids have some sort of Christmas. So what they were talking to Jake about was just a matter of $200 and some gifts. That's all. Just trying to make sure that the car, because once again, let's come back to that. If you also, if you can't register your car, you know, you get that ticket. That goes bad. And that adds up super fast, right?
Yep.
And that starts showing up on your insurance as well. And it is just a snowball effect that, you know, if I have to feed a kid or if I'm going to run dirty on a tag, I'm going to run dirty on a tag. I've done it.
Yeah.
We're grateful that you took time to read the letter. I promise to pay it forward if we're able to get back on our feet. Thank you for listening, Abby. Did you find her, Jay?
Yeah, she's on the line right now.
Abby, it's Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yes.
So, hold on. Why are you crying, kid?
It's hard to ask for help. Things went bad quickly.
Well, so what happened? You guys are, everything's going great. You're working at Sunfresh. Your husband works at Amazon. And you guys are working full time. And the landlord decides to sell your house because, I mean, people are making crazy money on homes this year, right?
Yeah.
And your rent was pretty inexpensive over 8 years, and it jumped up to almost $1,100.
Yes.
And it's hard. Go ahead.
It was better for her to make a profit than for us to stay living there. And then not too long after we found a place, it took forever. And the rent is so high. He got into an accident.
He's okay.
And I, you know, at that time I thought that I lost him. It was bad. So we both missed out of work. And my kids are my top priority. And sure. I just don't know.
So we're talking about $200 to get your car right, correct?
Yes.
And have you paid your rent this month?
I've paid half of it.
Okay. And so, but your bills are paid. Your lights are paid. Your water's paid. Your gas is paid.
The gas is not paid. We haven't been able to pay it since we moved in. Because it goes, you know, I have to feed my children.
Sure.
So it's...
Okay, I see it here. I'm sorry. I did see it here. It's $200, $200 for the car tax, $200 for the gas bill. I'm sorry. And your rent is $1,200, so half the rent is $600.
Yes.
And, okay. I see where we're at here. I'm sorry. I was a little bit scribbled on here. But if you were to get there, you would be okay. You guys are managing with one car and you're getting there.
We are, yes. We're slowly getting back.
And what'd they tell you about food stamps?
We make $67 too much. Oof. To get food stamps for my children.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Stay right there. Hold on. So what are we talking about? $209, $210 for a gas bill.
Right.
$200 for a car. Now we're at $410. Now I've got $677 here for half of that. So let's call that seven. Okay. So now we're at $1,110, and we're talking about some stuff for some kids.
Right? Just got four kids.
I mean, that would take care of. That gets her set up. That gets the car tagged.
The expired tags would be fixed, gas bill would be paid, and you'd get the other half of the rent.
The rent done. And
that's due.
All right.
And then however much you want to spend to try to cover the kids for Christmas.
Well, and they're...
19, 15, 11, and 6 years old.
Well, the 19-year-old's probably not the most important thing. It's the three little ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure the 19-year-old understands. So let's concentrate on the three little kids.
Okay.
Yeah, let's. And if we win a couple hundred bucks for each one, $250 for each one, so $750. So we're looking at somewhere around $2,000, right?
Yeah. So let's shoot $2,000 just to be safe.
All right. Let me see what we got here. Hey, Rock, you're on there. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny, this is Jim, man. I'm going to donate $600.
Jim, what do you do?
I drive a truck for a living, brother.
Are you over the road or are you local?
Do a little bit of both. Mostly local, though.
Yeah, it's that's a lot of money, brother. And I know you work hard for that. That's a lot of hours.
Yeah, not as hard as you would think, but yeah, I mean, I save all year for it. I ain't gonna lie. There's a lot of windshield time there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have to unload anything. So really, yeah, I don't work that hard. But turn the steering wheel left, turn the steering wheel right. It all goes pretty easy.
See, that's the kind of attitude that'll make this whole world work, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Listen, can you run that by a U.S. bank and drop it off and hope for the holidays?
It'll be there today.
You're a good man. I appreciate you, man. All right, that's 600. That's a good start now. Hey, Kevin, you there?
Yes, sir.
What's up? What can I do for you?
Hey, bud, I want to donate $200.
What do you do for a living?
I am an electrician.
Dude, I met some dudes, some linemen from Everett yesterday, and you guys are scary. I'll be honest with you. Like, you, that's a lot. Working with electricity is a heavy thing to do, man.
That's what you get trained to do.
Yeah. You got an extra $200, don't you? You have your own kids? You have somebody else to buy it for?
Sure, I do. But I know exactly how this family feels. Came up a lot of Christmases in the same situation, so... Now I got a chance to help out. I want to.
Dude, I got the same thing. I remember, and I've told this story before, we all knew it as a kid. My mom used to handle the bills, and my dad, she would kind of keep in the dark because it would upset him because he worked so hard. So if the, GMAC was our mortgage, I'll always remember that. And they would call around dinner time knowing that you were home, right? And
yeah.
So I would know to go, I'd stand up, and I'd just walk. And I think we just played this game. Like, my dad pretended he didn't see me going, and nobody said a word, and I'd walk in, and I'd answer the phone. Oh, no, my mom and dad aren't here right now. And right. They'd say, okay. Or I remember back in the day, my mom would talk to the electric company and pay them a percentage and ask them if they would keep the electric on, and they would do it.
Yeah.
As long as you gave them something. Back in the day, that was literally a thing. So I just remember laying in my bed a bunch of times as a little kid at night thinking they're going to take our house away. They're going to, we're not going to have electricity. I mean, there were moments when you wanted something for Christmas, but you just didn't. You just figured it was what it was. I never thought I was going to go without, but it never even, when you're little, you just went, well, it's going to be what it's going to be. Because you knew the truth at too young an age about the real world, right?
Yeah.
You never forget that stuff, Kevin. You never forget it, man.
No, makes you grow though, buddy.
Yep, love you, brother. Thank you, man. Drop that off any U.S. bank. Okay, hey, Joe. You there, Joe?
I am.
All right, what's up? What can I do for you?
I'm here with my daughter. We're on our way to school. She's 10 years old, and she saves for this every year. And I've heard you say it a million times. We can do better. It's not good enough.
She's 10 years old, and she saves up for this. What's her name?
She's right here.
Yeah. Can I speak with her?
Hi.
What's your name?
Miles.
Hi. So you saved up some money to help these people with their home, with their bills.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because every year we have an amazing Christmas at our house, and we think these kids deserve one, too.
Nice. You're probably going to be a pretty fantastic adult when you get older, but don't be in a rush.
She's better than me already.
She's the best 10-year-old ever.
You're doing the best, man. I mean, you give the kid empathy, you teach him that. That's everything. Everything.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
And U.S. Bank. Appreciate you, man. All right, where are we
How
at?
Much did they want to? I'm sorry.
Joe was out for $500.
Oh, God, Lord.
Yep.
Thank you, Miles.
Yep. Is that Bobby? Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing, man? Talk about kids being raised right, huh?
Yeah, right? I know. It's beautiful.
It's amazing. I got $100 for you, man. Who hasn't been there? Running a little short, a couple things happen, next thing you know, you're stressing over everything.
Yeah, no, that's it, man. My mom used to put all the Christmas presents, I found out later, on credit cards and then spend 11 months trying to pay them off before she'd go right back into debt again.
That's crazy.
It seems ridiculous. And this is back in the day when it was 17%, 18, 19, 21% APR. You know, it was tough. No doubt about it, man. But we never went without. There was always something.
That's awesome. I mean, I didn't have that experience, but that's awesome.
You got that extra $100, though? You can take it over to any U.S. bank, okay?
It'll be there by 6 o'clock tonight.
You're a good human, Bobby, and I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, so you're the good human for letting us all do this.
Trust me, it's all you. Hey, John. Whoa, John, what's up?
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. I got $500 for you.
Excellent. Where's that put us, Nick?
We are now at $1,900.
Oh, perfect, brother. I mean, absolutely perfect. What do you do, John?
I'm a technical director out of New York, but I live in Kansas City. So, you know, we've all been there. I've been short many a times, and I just want to help out. It's the wrong time of the year to have to stress over things like that.
Yeah, and it just look. There's good days and bad days, but man, when it really starts to pile up on you and everything starts to domino, that's the thing that strikes me every year about this is, you know, just because, you know, your landlord has every right to sell that house. But what happens is you've had this rent low for 8 years, good landlord, they have a chance to sell this house and make this money. They do, but now you're thrown into this other new world where not only did houses go up in price, but rent went through the roof. So you go from $500, $600 a month in a house to $1,200
it's too much.
I mean, that money is it might as well be $1,000,000 to some people when you're living check to check.
Right on, man.
You're a good man, a really good man, and I appreciate you, John.
You bet. Thank you guys for doing this.
What are we at here?
$1,900.
Look, I got $100 in my pocket. I call it two.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll put that in now. Just hand me my bag in a minute. Abby.
Yes?
Listen, I see you heard that. Listen, here's how we're going to handle this. I need you to bring us your transportation, the bill for your tags. We'll pay the city. We'll pay the state directly. Okay. You need to give us information to your landlord, so we will pay your landlord directly.
Okay.
Also bring us the gas bill, and we will write a check for $209.84 to your gas bill. Okay. And then I assume your 19-year-old is pretty adult and understands. So if that's okay with you, we're going to make sure we handle your 6-year-old, your 11-year-old, your 15-year-old.
Yes. She understands what we're going through right now.
And who knows? We may be able to find another gift card in there. But I wanted to make sure the young ones, you know, we're really covered on everything, okay?
Okay. You guys are so amazing. Thank you.
Listen, but does this get you... I don't want to just put a Band-Aid on it. Will this get you over the top into the new year? And will you be able to continue on?
Definitely, yes. Like, it's so hard to ask for help. I mean, we go into work every day and work so hard.
Oh, I see it. And listen, our friends at Constantino's, and I don't know what Sunfresh you work at, and I'm not asking, but our friends at Constantino's would like to help out with a $500 gift card for some food for you guys, because I know to feed 4 kids is not easy. So everybody needs good, clean, healthy food, all right?
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Stay right there. Hold on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.